I guess hey. Now we are.
So we're...
Some more boobies.
Yep. Watching stuff for Halloween with boobies.
The creep likes it from the creep show.
So I watched a few things, and then we'll talk. We're gonna talk about October.
Oh, it's messing up. Are you transferring?
No. Just anyway. Right.
Anyway, there's a screaming chick, but anyways, and she's awful.
What's this weird?
That looks like Groot.
That's that one movie we watched. I can't remember. Winter Beast or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyway, I watched a Mexican Freddy movie from 1990, but I don't have the title because I couldn't say it. It was on YouTube on the channel. I think you can search for White Slaves of Chinatown and find a channel there. And I don't know if it's still on there, but it was pretty cool. Well, now, let me say about the movie. It doesn't have anything supernatural in it. It's just some chick, person with a glove or something with knives on it.
Oh yeah, I think I remember that. Hey, there's
cookies. I watched a good Japanese gangster movie, a Yakuza movie called Machine Gun Dragon, and there was all kinds of crazy stuff in that. But that would be a good one if you could find it. And I watched some Jallos for our new Eurocult show. I watched Don't Torture a Duckling, which is always a good watch. I found out that they called Donald Duck in Italy Paperino for some reason.
Sounds like pepperoni.
Yeah. Watch the movie that's coming out on Blu-ray soon. It's called like Herc Caruo the Goblin.
It's pretty good
Japanese kind of... I don't even know how to describe it other than crazy film, but it has really good effects. Watch the Australian slasher from 1980 called Nightmares. I wouldn't say it's... I don't like the way the story goes, but, I mean, there's ample nudity in it and violence, so... It's pretty good for that. And then, of course, we watched Malignant, which, to me, I want to watch again before the end of the month because it's just a cool-ass movie.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I want to watch it again because there were some parts I didn't get to actually sit down and watch it.
One movie I didn't really care for that was unneeded is called Don't Breathe 2. Really unneeded sequel. And so... It's all right, but it ain't nothing special about it.
But I agree with you. I don't think it needed to be made. It was unnecessary.
Watched a nice TNA movie called Malibu Bikini Beat or Malibu Bikini Shop.
Oh, was that the one where the guy was with the real rich, naughty girl?
Yeah. So.
That looked like your typical TNA stuff from the 80s.
It was like, I can't remember, but I think it was like almost late 80s, but it was good for what it was. I watched the new Marvel Shang-Chi movie. I liked it a lot. And it's really doing pretty good at the box office, which is good.
I didn't go.
Enter the Three Dragons. I watched that, but it's been a few weeks or so can't remember, but I know I liked it. And I watched a couple of the Jallos for the Sergio Martino set. Your Vice is a Locked Room and Only I Have the Key, which has Edwin Finnick, and she's not a really good girl in this one.
Steve said that more than once, that she's not a good person, but he still wants to watch her.
That would be my favorite of the three in that set. Suspicious Death of a Minor is okay. I'm not sure if I would call it a giallo per se, but I mean, it does have a mystery, but Case of the Scorpion's Tail, that one, I can't recall. I do recall. It's got George Hilton in it, and and Anna Ekberg, I think, or Anita Ekberg. I didn't care for the twist and stuff in this film, that one. But, you know, I got something like Buggy, Rosé, Rossi, and oh, it's a gay-themed giallo, which was, like, from 90 or so, 91. It was kind of strange.
Was that the one where the guy had a mistress or something?
I think he was writing a book about gay guys, and so he would go out and pick gay guys up. I don't think he ever did anything with them.
Yeah.
Because
didn't his woman think he was gay for a
while?
Yeah.
I watched the Netflix show Midnight Mass. It's like seven episodes, and I liked it. It was very, you know, got to the point. I mean, you didn't know what exactly was going on until like episode three, as far as what the horror is of this going on in this island community where a bunch of people, or not that many people, live, but this guy who he just got out of prison for, because he got felony DUI because he killed his girlfriend in a car wreck, and he got out of prison and he went home and stayed with his parents. And one of his parents is Henry Thomas.
Oh, that's
from
hilarious.
E.T. But,
and from Psycho 4,
yeah.
The young Norman Bates.
But there's a little bit of some weird stuff. But, I mean, I kind of saw what was happening. And if you're keen to watching the people around, you'll see stuff happening to them. But it's a pretty good watch. So if you're need something to watch and you don't want to the usual 10-hour stuff, this is a little shorter. I started off October by watching a Hammer film. I watched the Dracula 1972.
The gravy Dracula.
And it's got Stone Ground or Stone Garden. I think it's Stone Ground.
And Carolyn Monroe.
Yeah, Carolyn Monroe's good in it for the brief time she's in it.
Yeah, she was in there more.
And what's the Nicolas Cage movie? It was Prisoners of Ghostland, which is kind of like it takes place in some weird alternate place where a lot of people are Japanese, and there's like they live in like feudal times, but they have machine guns and cars.
Yeah, the cars look pretty modern.
Yeah. And Bill Moseley's in it, which is interesting to see him hobnob with Nick Cage. But anyway, you got anything you want to add to all this?
I think I already talked about the thing 4K when we did the show with Darren. So
I don't want to say it again, but you know, whatever.
Just that it looked awesome. I mean, I'm not going to go into great detail, like give you a plot synopsis for the thing or anything. And I'm trying to think. I'm getting some movies in, but I haven't got them in yet. I was trying to think if I had forgotten anything. I didn't talk about Alone in the Dark. I think I talked about Death Screams already, didn't I?
Oh, you don't need to talk about that one.
But I will talk about Alone in the Dark. I did finally get my copy of Alone in the Dark, which I should have contacted Jesse and got it from Diabolic or something. I might have got it quicker, but anyway, there was some kind of screw up at Amazon or something, and I just recently got it. But they They have a more recent, like, as far as special features, they've got a more recent interview with the Sick Fucks. And I found out that Tish and Snooki, the two women and their sisters, are the Manic Panic girls. They make the hair, or their company makes the hair dye. And I also have some eyeshadow that is made by their company. So, I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know that about them. And it looks really, really good. I haven't finished watching it because I fell asleep the other night when I was watching it. But what I did see of it looked really good. And probably, unless they make a 4K of this later, it's probably the best you're ever going to see Alone in the Dark. But as far as stuff I've watched, like new stuff, that's probably about it. If Steve doesn't want me to talk about Dish again.
So, I mean, I have a few things on order. The Dracula 1931 4K will be here hopefully in a week or so. And then after that, the Scream 4K will be coming in.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to watching that.
And then just recently, today, ordered from Vinegar Syndrome, they announced they had a 2 Jallo set, which is nothing underneath and Too Young or Too Beautiful to Die, which is a double set. And then The Last Matinee, which is one of the really surprising films of the year for me. It's from Uruguay. And it's like a tribute to Giallos, tribute to like Anguish from from the 80s. I mean, there's all kinds of throwbacks to this in the movie.
You say there's an Anguish poster.
Yeah, there. I mean, it takes place in a theater, so you got kind of maybe a little demons without any supernatural stuff. But I mean, it's just a really, really fun movie, and it's wild to see something from that country. And it, you know, it seems so Italian as far as this could have been an Italian film because it was so, it just feels that way. And, that's about it for that. So what, any special films you want to watch for October, Dana?
Well, I mean, traditionally I watch a lot of horror stuff, there's one of them now.
Yeah.
But anyway, I watch the typical ones, the Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween, and the sequels, except for, I don't generally like to watch The Curse of Michael Myers very much. That's part 6. And I really don't like to watch, is it Resurrection?
Yes, Dana.
Ugh, that one's awful. But if I can, take those two out of the equation, it's usually okay. Haunted Ween, of course, I drag out Haunted Ween again and watch it.
You watch it more than once a year?
Oh, yeah, because it was made in Kentucky for one year. But anyways, let's see what else. Night of the Demons, which just showed up on this mixtape thing.
Yeah.
The thing from Night of the Demons. And I even will watch one of Kevin Tenney's other movies, Witchboard, just because I don't know why, but that movie just seems like a Halloween seasonal type movie to me for some odd reason. And I don't even think it takes place in the fall. I mean, some parts of it might take place in the fall, but then, of course, typically I watch the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which isn't really a horror movie, but it's just a fun movie that I want to watch in October. And sometimes they don't even have to be horror movies. I'll watch something that's seasonal, but it's not really horror. But Steve won't, generally in October, he doesn't like to watch anything but horror movies.
Well, my plans is, I want to watch some more Hammer films and then also watch Universal horror movies. I want to watch Prince of Darkness in 4K. Also want to watch a lot of Asian.
Asian horror.
So. Asian horror, because there's some. Obviously, there's a lot that I haven't seen, so I want
to. We might have to.
Watch House.
The William Cat movie? Oh no, no. You're talking about the Japanese movie.
Yeah, the Criterion.
With the singing watermelons and the LSD.
So yeah, I definitely want to watch that this time.
We might have to drag out Hack-a-Lantern and stuff like that.
We can watch the Joe Bob Hack-a-Lantern.
Yeah, I guess we could.
So, and then, you know, probably watch. I found a lot of horror-hosted stuff that maybe, you know, it's probably like. Old Universal movies and stuff like that, but I probably end up watching it maybe on the last, on the 31st.
I was thinking of another one that is not a Halloween one, but it just seems fall-like to me, is Trilogy of Terror. I think I watched that last year around Halloween with Karen Black. Oh, Twilight Zone the movie. Sorry.
There's the Paul Lynn Halloween. I've got it. It's kind of.
I want to watch that WNUF thing.
Yeah,
again.
That Blu-ray came out with that.
Yeah, Jed's got it. My cousin Jed, who gets everything now.
But yeah, I want to. And also, of course, there's multiple documentaries about different horror films, Hammer films, and Universal that I'll probably watch. I'm trying to get a bunch in. There's a few that I didn't watch last year, and I'm going to try to get to them this year.
I'm going to
definitely watch a lot of the Night Stalker series, even though I won't be getting the Blu-ray for a little bit.
Yeah, I like those with the great Darren McGavin, which, speaking of Darren McGavin, another movie I like to watch around Halloween is Happy Hell Night.
Yeah. The low point of his career.
You think that's the low point of Darren McGavin's career? Somebody said they only watched that for Darren McGavin, and he's not even in it that much.
But, and there's also a horror remix I have that somebody made, and it has just a Halloween version of it.
Friday Night's another one you could watch around Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, they got the music video, it's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of looks like a cracked up Richard Marx. But anyway.
I don't think I've seen this video.
Yeah. It was on MTV back in the day. Because it was still 85. Or they were still playing videos. Look at that guy's beard. But. It's kind of hard.
He looks kind of like John Waite, sort of.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to. I mean, it's just so much stuff that you want to watch. The Hammer House of Horror is on Shudder, and I watched an episode of that earlier today, so I'm just going to try to do my best to watch some stuff, some favorites, and plus a bunch that I haven't seen before. Keep it interesting.
Are you going to keep it horror? You're not going to watch anything other than horror?
I don't know. There's a really good show that's on Epix.
I didn't think that thing that you just watched.
No, it wasn't. I thought it might have had something in it, but it really didn't. But there's a show on Epix called Chapel Wait, which is a prequel to Salem's Lot, which is the last few episodes were really good. So I'm really involved in that. So I'll probably watch that. America Horror Story, which is was a little lame, but you know, they're doing two stories this season, so it's not. Luckily, they're not having a lot of filler in some of these episodes. But anyway, Of course.
And also, what else is going on this weekend?
Oh, Fright Night, with film festival, that is.
Yeah, not the movie.
We're going to try to go for a little bit tomorrow afternoon and then go to
But speaking of the movie, there are supposed to be two people from Fright Night. And one of them is not Chris Sarandon.
Yeah.
It's actually William Ragsdale and what's his face? Stephen Jeffries. So if you want to meet those guys, get their autographs.
Well, this is not going out before then.
Yeah, I know. But in case anybody has looked at the roster of the different people that's going to be there.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're doing a commentary for Don't Panic, so we'll get to watch that again.
Yeah, live. What is it called? Live interactive.
Yeah, interactive commentary. Which means people will be talking.
And drinking, probably.
Well, yeah. Good for them.
So, that means Steve's not going
to
be drinking.
Steve's just going to touch that weight. So, it'll probably be our last show before. We probably won't be able to record anything.
I got to remember to watch It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Yeah. I like watching a lot of the old vintage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the horror host, because the stuff I have has the commercials in it, so it looks...
Well, speaking of horror host, Elvira made her comeback on show recently. And she looks the same.
She doesn't sound the same, though. But
but she looks the same as she did years ago.
There's Vampira.
Yeah, but the way people talk about her, it's like she was a kind of a lame horror host.
Well, there's only one episode that exists, and I think everybody's got it. The rest of it might be clips or something. But
I think she tried to sue Elvira or something.
Yeah. But anyway. So, this will probably be the only episode we have for a little bit till the end of October. But who knows. But
there hopefully will be another Eurocult show coming up.
Dead Pit on Patreon.com. So, trick or treat. We're out of here.
Bye-bye.
Boo.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't know if it got there.